Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market close for March 24th, 2025. So we're going to try to make sense of this today. Why mortgage rates are going up? Because here's what the headlines we have. Tariffs are hitting the market since it's confusing. There's tariffs today and then there's a retraction, then there's a modification of it. But then also we have this probability of a recession just increased over 50%. So why in the world did the stock market just go up almost 600 points and the bond market just completely get crushed today? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this video actually 2 times a day to help inform you guys what's going on with this stuff right through here, because my focus is on real estate. Why? Well, I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'm also licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I would love to help you navigate if you're maybe looking to buy that first house or first investment property, or maybe with these rates, you're looking to try to refinance. So I'd love to help you navigate this environment where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? You're going to have to wait all the way until the end of this to figure that part out. So let's get over to what's happening today in the markets. When I talk about the markets, I talk about equity markets and the stock markets and the bond markets, but we really focus in on is interest rates and real estate, because that's my living. So today we have some confusion. Trump pledges auto pharmaceutical tariffs is in near future. It's like, what's going to come next? Okay, so then we have this, the probability of a recession just popped in, and it's now over 50%. So why would the markets rally, and why would the bond market just completely deteriorate because of all this information? Well, let's go over to CNBC, and there's an interview like there usually is. And what I try to do is I try to go through and navigate and find the best video to help ensure what you guys are looking for is answered. So in today's topic, we're going to talk recessions and tariffs and all this other stuff. So don't take my word for it. Let's go over to CNBC. Let's get their economist's forte, because I'm just a lonely old mortgage guy out here trying to win your business. So let's really see what the Wall Street's executives have to say about all this and maybe what direction the markets are going, especially interest rates. Let's take it away.
It does take us to our talk of the tape, how much stocks can keep rebounding if those daily tariff twists and turns keep coming. Let's begin with Eamon Javers at the White House with the very latest on that always developing story. Eamon, what is the latest?
Well, Scott, we got a couple more twists and turns just in the past couple of moments. President Trump just hosting an event with some Hyundai executives, announcing a major investment in Louisiana, brought some reporters into the room for that event. I had the chance to ask him a couple questions about these tariffs that he's been talking about today. I asked the president about this idea of tariffs on Venezuelan countries or countries that do business with Venezuela. He's tweeted earlier today that he wants to put 25% tariffs on any country that does business with Venezuela. I asked the president if those 25% tariffs are on top of existing tariffs on those countries. He said, yes, they are. I said, does that mean you're contemplating 45% tariffs on China next week? He said, yes, those tariffs would be on top for any country that's doing business with Venezuela. As we know, China buys a lot of oil from Venezuela. So if this goes into effect next week, it could be a significant disruption for people who are importing from China. I also asked the president about this idea of reciprocal tariffs next week on April 2nd, and would there also be sectoral tariffs going into place? He said, yes, there will. There will be automotive tariffs and others coming into place. He didn't specifically say on April 2nd, but there will be additional tariffs coming into play as well on the sectors in addition to the reciprocal. So confirming that storyline. And then I asked him.
Well, let's get back to it. I'm doing some research behind the scenes, and here's what I'm having a difficult time doing this. And if you guys have any context, you can provide me, you know, shoot me an email. That's probably the best way to do this. How much do people charge us in tariffs with other countries? Because I'm trying to do as much research on it as I can. And it depends on which area you go to, which products it are. But it seems devastating how much some of our products are really being tariffed when they go overseas. And I'm going to do a special report on that. I really want to take a deep dive into that. And if you guys have any information you could share with me, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'll give you my email address at the end of this video. So let's get out back with this interview. But I did go in and I started doing this research, and it was kind of mind-boggling. I'm like, you know, certain countries will tariff us like 250% for certain things. I never even knew that existed. So let's get over to this and learn a little bit more.
Him about his executive orders against big law firms that he feels have been working too closely with Democrats and working inappropriately in his view. I asked the president what his message is to the big corporate clients of those law firms. Should they get additional, should they get other lawyers? The president didn't go as far as to say that, but he said these big law firms need to, quote, behave themselves. And one other thing, Scott, from his appearance in the Roosevelt Room just a short time ago, the president did say that he might be flexible in terms of offering breaks to some countries on their tariffs on April 2nd. So we're going to have to watch for that as well. Back over to you.
Yep. Amen. Thanks for that.
I think it still looks like it's a ploy. He's thrown this out there saying we're going to tariff everybody, everything. Come to the table and let's negotiate. It sure seems that way. Is it going to work? Well, only time's going to tell. So let's get back.
Appreciate that. That's Eamon Javers, Northbound of the White House. Now let's bring in Dan Greenhouse of Solis Alternative Asset Management, Stephanie Aliaga of J.P. Morgan Asset Management, and Shannon Sakosha of Neuberger Berman. Shannon's a CNBC contributor. It's great to have everybody with us. Dan, you heard the headlines. Twists and turns don't seem like they're going to end anytime soon. For now, the market seems poised to keep bouncing.
Yeah, I think there's two points to make. The first of which is nobody really knows what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And so we.
He just said it. And I've been saying this all along. It's okay to say you don't know. I mean, I've been saying that for the last couple of years when people saying the market's going to crash, the housing market's going to. I'm like, we don't know for certain what's really going to happen. They were adamant about that. And I come and say, I even tell my kids, it's okay to say you don't know sometimes. I love when they come up with this. They're going to give us their take on it. And that's why we focus in on this, because I want his take on it. And I want the other girl's take on it. Then we're going to compile all that data and try to make the most sense of it. So let's get to it.
We look at April 2nd as the target date for when a lot of these tariffs are going to be announced. But the truth is, we don't know what tariffs are going to be announced, on which goods they're going to be announced, when they're going to be announced. And that these are important points that the market's looking for. And the other secondary but tangential point is you look at the response of the market today to the headline that some of these tariffs might be delayed in the Wall Street Journal this morning, and then that he might have carve-outs in the headline this afternoon. The market rallied after both of these headlines, and it really drives home the point of how levered the equity market is right now, but risk assets in general, to these tariff headlines, both the positive and the negative.
Yeah. So what do I do, Stephanie? I mean, you're going to continue to get these headlines. We know that. We've had a nice bounce off a 10% correction. How do you feel?
Yeah, I think we're in this period where markets are still digesting the fact that this tariff overhang isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And the three most dangerous words for an economy are wait and see. And so long as uncertainty persists, there continues to be considerable downside risk to markets and earnings expectations. So I think for investors, it's a really important time to just make sure your portfolio is set up for a wider distribution of outcomes. Recession is not the base case, but the probability of one has increased.
Okay, Shan, so on that note, I mean, are we essentially in a binary market? If you believe that you're going to have a recession, then stocks are too expensive, even with the correction that we've had. If you think it's just a growth scare, then you think the bounce just continues. How do you see it in terms of that equation?
And the interesting thing about this, here's what we have to focus in on. Here's why I watch this on a daily basis. This data is because usually in history, when you have a robust equities market, like people are just dumping money into the equity market, they're taking their money from investments such as bonds. Okay. How mortgage rates are created, or interest rates in that general, is bonds. So I'm going to go to that in a second, but you could see right over through here, there's the 10-year treasury. If you look at the MBS market today, it's getting clobbered. It's down. Whoa, did this, I don't know if that came off the charts here, but it is down over 38 ticks today, pushing interest rates up a much higher than where they were yesterday. So again, are people taking now money out of this segment and moving it over to equities? But then we have a 50% chance of a recession, so I wouldn't be moving my money into a market where there's a recession around the corner. So let's see if she can give us any direction, because the other two people so far are just saying, well, between recessions and tariffs, nobody really knows what's going to happen. Let's get her take on the market.
Well, it depends on what you mean by a growth scare and how long that lasts for, Scott. So we already know that the first quarter for GDP for the U.S. is going to be pretty challenging. We know that because of inventory build and weather and dampened consumer spending. But if you look at in the second half of the year, it's really what you think that wider range of outcomes is. And so if you're looking at 1.7 or 1.8% GDP for this year, that probably still supports some of this cyclical rebound. We've had a re-rating in the tech stocks, and obviously we've seen that unwind in momentum. We're seeing some signs of life over the past couple of days. I think what investors are struggling with is that there's going to be a period of time over the next couple of months where you're waiting for some of that pro-business sentiment, that deregulatory impulse, and frankly, for the direction of the attention of the White House to shift to Congress and taxes. You're waiting for that to happen so that businesses can become more confident and start to really commit themselves to the CapEx and the hiring that was really earmarked for the second half of the year and into 2026.
In other words, Dan, can we just get to the good stuff?
So we had three people just talking. What did we get out of all of them? So far, I don't see the reason for the market rally. I don't see reasons for the bond market to deteriorate today. So it just seems like it's a wait and hold scenario. So because of that, the uncertainty with rates, let's get over to my expectations or my thoughts on what's going to happen over the short, middle term, and long term. So based on all this stuff, here's my hypothesis. I think it's a great idea for these, at least the tariffs is a dangling carrot in front of everybody to say, come and negotiate. Otherwise, we're going to retaliate on the tariffs that you charge us. And a lot of countries aren't liking that. Okay, so they're coming to the table. They're starting to come to the table. Look at some of the major announcements we also saw in the last couple weeks. We have Hyundai now coming to the United States with billions of dollars in investments. Okay, so I'm thinking the short term is it's just there's dust in the air. The fire is going as much as it can be, and it's out of control right now. So nobody, it's like, okay, what's going to happen? Okay, so as the dust settles, you know, here's my expectations, and don't fault me. This is just my expectations and the whys behind it. Okay. I think Doge is going to do a pretty darn good job at cutting a lot of waste in the government. At least if you have a watchdog there, it's like the IRS. You'd probably cheat like heck on your taxes if you knew there wasn't any IRS on the backside. Well, because you know there's consequences over there, then you do your best in creating this stuff. So now that you have the government kind of having a watchdog behind their shoulders, are they going to at least have more efficiencies and try to bring things together there? That's number one. That'll tremendously bring down our fiscal dependence on the government printing money. Okay, so we don't have as much money being printed at the government level. We now go over to the bond market. Okay, and here's what I want to focus in on. The bond market specifically because mortgage rates are tied to a mortgage bond. Okay, so let's dive into this for a second. If we have a recession looming out on the horizon, the expectations would be you'd start to see stocks deteriorating. Well, right now, CEOs are really confident about the future. Short term, they're like, okay, there's a lot of headaches and chaos going on. But long term, I think we're starting to get some fiscal policies in place. Okay, so short term, it's going to be like this. Okay, so if you see a day or you want me to help you, assist you with a refinance, I'd love to. I'll give you my information at the end of this video because you have to pick a spot when you want to lock in that refinance rate. However, if you're looking to buy a house in today's market, because of all these uncertainties, what do you do? Okay, so let's get over to it. Let me give you my thoughts on this. In the next couple you know, weeks to maybe month or two, it's going to be chaotic. As you get into Q2, Q3 of this year and the dust starts to settle, hopefully starts to settle at that point, you'll start seeing the markets maneuver a little bit better. I think you're going to see the Dow Jones stabilizing and going upwards, but you're also going to see mortgage rates and bond markets kind of being attractive as well. Here's why. If the government isn't spending as much money, they don't have to issue as much in bonds. Okay, so if we go over to the national debt clock, I think is what we call it. National debt clock. There it is. Let's click this. You click this, and this is how you find it. And it's saying we're at $36.6 trillion in debt. The number's starting to slow down a little bit. Okay, but here's why I'm bringing this up. When the government runs out of money, they have to issue bonds. Okay, when corporations run out of money, they issue bonds. When mortgages are created, they're created using a bond. Okay, so you're going to have a ton of bonds out there. You've had a ton of bonds out there. With all these efficiencies, hopefully, you're going to start to have a deterioration in the amount of bonds being issued. Okay, so let's look at it this way. If you were afraid of homes crashing and the reason why it would crash, well, let's go back to 2008. The housing market crashed. I'm the first one to say it crashed. It did. Why? Well, because you had way too many houses hit the market. Way too many. Why? Subprime mortgages. If you don't believe me, go back in history and learn your lessons. Okay, so how do you get a deterioration in prices? Well, when you have way too much of something. Okay. So what we've seen lately is we've had way too many bonds. You have the government spending like crazy. You have the Federal Reserve not coming in, buying all these bonds back up like they did in QE when they were quantitative easing. Now they're selling bonds into a market. There's way too many bonds as there is. That's what's bringing prices and rates the way they are right now. So if we can have a little deterioration or a little bit of a relaxation in the bond market, not so much being issued, it's going to help the bond market tremendously. So in the next 6 to 12 months, you're hopefully going to see the government spending quite a bit lapsed. You won't have as much bond offerings in there, so you're not going to have as much, you know, equity or bonds out there being offered. That's going to help mortgage rates tremendously because now you're going to have more and more competitiveness in the bond market. I hope you understand that because all this stuff is created with bonds. Okay, the government funds itself with bonds. And mortgages are created with bonds. That's why we watch the 10-year treasury here. If you're an investor, you're like, okay, what's the 10-year treasury doing? Well, a lot of mortgage people used to watch that as well until they really realized, well, let's just watch the mortgage-backed security bond because it's a mortgage bond. We don't have to, you know, okay, the 10-year treasury is doing this, so this is what happens to mortgage rates. No, just watch the MBS markets. So hopefully you're understanding the markets a little bit more after this video than you were before. So my expectations, again, is that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a debacle in the markets right now because of confusion. And we just had three analysts come up with their take on this. And they all said, there's just uncertain times. And so we just have to go with it and then hopefully watch daily so you can see when this pendulum starts to swing maybe the other way or when will we actually just stabilize. That's what I'm hoping to find here shortly. So my name is Dan Frio. I don't know if I really taught you much today other than the markets are uncertain. So if you really need help navigating this environment, if you're looking to maybe buy that first house, maybe you're looking to buy an investment property, maybe you're looking to refinance because you're at a high sevens, and the rates are down, and they're starting to shoot back up again. So is this your entry level to maybe jump in there and refinance your mortgage? I'd love to help you. How do you find out more about me and what I do? Well, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I work at a federally chartered bank. So all that means is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing is, and the reason why I'm here, is this bank also set up with 30 other banks on the side to be able to offer you their programs as well as ours, like programs like a down payment assistance program for $6,000 that you might qualify for. Maybe a $4,500 down payment assistance program you might qualify for. You need an investor loan. You need a bank statement loan. Are you looking for a reverse mortgage? We can help you with all these things. So to help you navigate this environment, go to therateupdate.com to learn more about me. If you want to put in your application, you can click right up through there. If you want to schedule a consultation call with me, you can click right through there. If you want to jump in the front of the line, just scroll down to the bottom of my website, and there's our 800 number right down through there. It's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And folks, this is me. I will be responding. If you give me your question and put in your phone number, I'll be calling you to answer that question or maybe any other questions that you have. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope you gained some knowledge today. And all I ask you to do is one thing. Well, let's say two things today. If you don't mind, give me a thumbs up. And if you found value in this video, click the subscribe button over there so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Can't wait to hear you. See you back here tomorrow morning. Let's see how this mess starts another day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.